This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, overviewing the charts for the week of June 2nd to the 6th. That is the stories, the top topics. We always love to do this, Michael. The alliteration is wonderful. It's romantic. The talk radio, the top topics of the week. So we go from number 10 to number 1 with the stories, and then we'll go into the people and get through some of the controversy and what the news is from the world, the news talk radio this week, all that coming up here. But let's first get started with your rundown, sir, of the top 10 stories, the performers of the week in news talk radio.
Here they are. These are the performers. These are the big stories this week on news talk radio stations, such as the ones that people are listening to right now as we speak. At number 10, we have the overflow from the world of sports that makes its way onto news talk radio. We have the NBA and NHL finals. We have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, we have new Donald Sterling allegations. That's kind of a sports story, but it's way beyond it. And that's tied with new Justin Bieber racism flap. Boy, this guy is a character.
No, he's not. He's a little worm.
At number 8, we have Russian aggression. At number 7, we have the Slender Man stabbing case. At number 6, an influx of illegal aliens in the Southwest. At number 5, we have the new Boko Haram violence. At number 4, the ongoing story of the VA hospital scandal. And that's tied with the ongoing story of Obamacare criticism. At number 3, we have the 2016 presidential race. At number 2, more politics and more in our face, the primaries and the midterm elections. That's at number 2. And at number 1, we have the Bergdahl prisoner swap controversy. That's the big number 1 story this week. And there you go.
All right, so that's the list. Let's get the people who are on the list as well, and we'll mix and match some of these things. Plus, we'll highlight some of the headlines from Talkers Magazine as well. Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers TV, all kinds of things that pertain to this industry. But yeah, these names, you kind of passed over my reference to Bieber as a little worm.
Well, I allowed you to say it, and yeah. we're coming back to him now. And I was going to say number 10, we have Justin Bieber, and I was going to, what did you call him? A worm or
he's
a snake or creature?
He's just what he demonstrates or what he exemplifies, what he presents, is the same thing that you could find, whether you go back to when we were kids or when our parents were kids, when there first was this thing called fame. It was brought about, I suppose, by the electronic era, radio, movies, then television, people who become more famous than perhaps they ought to. I guess I'm not, who's the determiner of that? But under the circumstances, what people expect of them and what they come to expect of life. Here's a kid that was successful as an entertainer, a performer, as a young teenager, has way too much money, has way too much privilege, has way too much of everything, including his parents giving in to him. So he has he doesn't have any rules, no regulations, no parameters, and he goes wild and create situations. He's the male Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, maybe he had too many teenage girls everywhere he went, adoring him and thinking he was the greatest thing.
Yeah.
I mean, how does that affect a young teenage boy's psyche to suddenly be idolized by every female teenage girl he comes in contact with for months after months after year after year? You know, it's amazing that people like Frankie Avalon and Fabian and even to a certain degree Elvis Presley didn't become corrupt, decadent, evil. I guess Elvis could be, there are people who could say he was decadent. I don't think he was evil. It really is something that, you know, you have to wonder are we abusing our children by allowing them to be going to show business? Am I right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for freedom of speech, and I'm all for freedom of enterprise, so I'm not suggesting that we don't allow children to do this, but I am suggesting something that we all think about. It's kind of evident that it is a form of abuse when you stop and think about how many child stars. And we're talking about children as being under 18 in this case, but you know, the legal definition. How many child stars go on to have very, very disturbed lives?
Yep, I think that's the point. You wonder, there are some who have made out okay and been normal. Others, like Bieber, who ruined, basically their lives are ruined. Stand by, more conversation about the hot hits in talk radio. Michael Harrison here from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm as well. Go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox, first pound. Free.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10, feel the heal.
Lumber Liquidators just bought millions of square feet of overstocked top quality flooring directly from the mills for their overstocked flooring sale going on now. I'm talking gorgeous pre-finished hardwood for an unheard of 89 cents a square foot. Their thickest and best Brazilian cherry laminate at 99 cents a square foot. Even all Morningstar bamboo is on sale. So go to lumberliquidators.com right now to find the store nearest you. They've got 20 months special financing available. But hurry, because the overstocked flooring sale ends Tuesday, May 27th.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Next up, we're continuing back with our conversation. Michael Harrison from Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, the overview of the stories and the people that are making it in the news talk radio world. That is where there is most discussion about an item or about the people that are connected to it. In the case of number 10, in terms of people in recognition, the business about Bieber taking a shot. Some people say his comments were racist. You know, there's more than one way to play that. And number 9 on the list here is Donald Sterling. And if you don't mind, Michael, we sort of move ourselves into that, taking the two of them who are guilty, supposedly, according to some, of making racist remarks. Everybody at one point in time, if we hold ourselves up to some kind of really rigid standard, I talked on the air not long ago. Most people listen to me on the radio know that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And I have some black cows and I have some brown cows. And the black cows do not socialize with the brown cows. The black cows are in a part of the pasture by themselves. Brown cows are over on the other side of the pasture. That's the way it's always been. I don't know why it is. Don't expect me to explain it. But I made the comment on the air, and some guy sent me this outrageously ridiculous email claiming that I was a racist because I don't like black cows. That shows what you're really all about, Stefan.
I think Bob Dylan. I think Bob Dylan had a song where he had the line, "I knew a white man who walked a black dog," and that was the whole line. I mean, I guess there's some meaning to that. But here's my take on the whole thing. I think that we really need, for the sake of intellectual honesty, to come up with a definition for the word racist that is accurate to what it originally meant.
But don't you think that's like the definition that eludes us all? What's obscenity? They all the community standard for obscenity. That's how the FCC decides whether to fine radio stations for some thing that may have been said that was offensive. How do you, what offends some people doesn't offend others. How do you just, you can't define obscenity really, or what's offensive. And the same is true with racist remarks.
Racist can be defined. A racist, basically, and this is, you know, I'm not Merriam-Webster or Noah Webster, but a lot of Websters. Basically, racism, from my understanding, is somebody who deeply believes that their race is superior to other races, or to a specifically other race, and that they go about doing everything they can to keep that other race down, to hurt them, to kill them, to persecute them, to enslave them, to keep them down. In other words, it's a two-pronged process. We are superior to you, and we have the power to hurt you. But in terms of, you know, like wanting your kid to marry within the faith, is that racism? Wanting to live in a neighborhood that reflects your own ethnicity, is that racism? Making a joke that is satirical about a different people, is that racism? Some think so. But racism in the pure term is a real thing. I just don't know if everybody who makes an off-color joke or a nasty remark or satirical or wants to be among their own, birds of a feather flock together, cows of a hide flock together. We got to get a little bit more, shall we say, intellectual about this and think abstractly as opposed to making everything one thing or another.
All right. Why don't you go through the rest of the list of the top 10 people who got the attention of News Talk Radio hosts this week and listeners. And then we'll go back and maybe pick out a few that...
I can do this real quickly. At number 8, we have Vladimir Putin. At number 7, we have Eric Shinseki. We have Hillary Clinton at 6, Chuck Hagel at 5. At number 4, John Kerry. At number 3, Susan Rice. Number 2, Bo Bergdahl. And number 1, Barack Obama.
All right. So of those people, the essence of what perhaps makes for good conversation is the next accusation aimed at Donald Sterling by the hands of our pal Gloria Allred. So we'll come back to that in a matter of moments and then maybe spend a little time on Bergdahl himself and then other things that are apparent. Check out what's going on in the News Talk Radio world by going to Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, the Talkers headline stories here.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is found every week inside of Talkers.com. A lot of things that we want to talk about. Talk radio industry news, things that are going on in a couple of weeks with the Talkers Seminar in New York City. But let's talk about a couple of these names here first. We had our say about Mr. Bieber. So now let's spend some time on Mr. Sterling, who this week announced with his wife that he was selling the team. The official paperwork was presented. A fellow that used to run Microsoft has lots of cash, buying the team for $2 billion in cash. But leave it to attorney Gloria Allred, who's never seen a microphone or a television camera that she didn't like. I say that lovingly because you and I, Michael, are friends. And so she's found somebody who supposedly was sexually harassed by Sterling, not necessarily recently, but anyway, okay, so now this guy's got a lot of dough. Let's see if we can get some of it. Is that maybe what's going on here?
I don't know. I didn't even realize this was happening until just a little while ago. Gloria Allred certainly does take on a certain ilk of client. And I shouldn't be laughing about it. There's nothing funny about accusing someone of sexual assault. 30 years ago, I don't know what the statute of limitations on that is, and I find the entire Donald Sterling story to be ripe for speculation, as evidenced by your view that he and his wife and his mistress have conspired to bilk this poor guy from Microsoft at $1 billion. And the team's only worth $1 billion.
$1 billion, right. Exactly. He's giving $1 billion to charity.
Really are, they really suffer, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Well, at least Gloria Allred is claiming that this happened 30 years ago. Otherwise, she would be accusing him of assault with a dead weapon. That's an old joke.
That is an old joke. I don't remember exactly. It was a long time. I don't know if it was 30 years or whatever it was. It was somebody who worked for Sterling quite a long time ago who has now stepped forward. Why didn't she sue, obviously, when the alleged infraction may have taken place? Because now there's a lot more money. It's easier to spread it around, easier to make settlements, right? I mean, that's how lawyers think.
Well, the fact of the matter in today's litigious society, and with so many billionaires walking around, the thing they fear the most are people that just make money off of very wealthy people in settlements so as not to be nuisances. They pay them off, get rid of them.
Right.
And that's an aspect of our legal system and our justice system that needs to be reexamined sociologically, no question.
Yep. All right. So you know, and I know, that much attention has been given this week to the fate of Mr. Bergdahl. I don't call him Sergeant Bergdahl because I don't think he deserves that. I don't know what the real story is, whether we ever find out what the real story is here. Did he desert? He walked off. He was AWOL. Soldiers don't like him. Protests in his hometown. I mean, this thing has a real soap opera slash movie flair to it, doesn't it?
It does. And again, it's politicized. We've turned something into a political football. And that's why, personally, I just step back and say, I don't know what the truth is. It's just unfortunate that everything that happens nowadays has to be politicized, and we just can't go along with it.
You know, you use the word truth. We often talk about that in terms of what a host's responsibility is supposed to be. Let's, in a moment, talk about how we arrive at the truth. And if there is, when you listen to Rush Limbaugh, he tells you every day, this is where you find the truth. Well, what does that mean? Is it the truth versus the facts? And is truth one of those things, kind of like obscenity and what's offensive, and it's hard to define? We'll get to that in a matter of moments. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, going through the issues with me. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the action here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We were making reference to Mr. Bergdahl and his story. The story is that some people say he walked off his post. Some people said he packed up a lot of things and sent them back home before he walked off his post, that this has all been planned. He didn't get killed by the Taliban. He was held in captivity for 5 years. President said we had to move faster. They were worried about him being killed. Meanwhile, there are a family of husband, wife, and child over in Afghanistan that now have surfaced, and it appears they weren't even part of this scheme or this escape here, which they could have probably been, making a deal with the Taliban. There have been all kinds of stuff. The essence of what you said, Michael, a few minutes ago, are we ever going to know what the truth is? So I came back around to something that we have talked about a lot here on this program, whether or not people really know what the truth is. What is it? Is it your truth? And is your truth different? Is Michael Harrison's truth different than Doug Steffen's?
Well, now you're getting into existentialism, and what color is the blue in your sky versus mine?
My sky is bluer than your sky.
Obviously, we all have our own point of view. We have our own interests. We have our own background. We have our own ways of interpreting things. So when I talk about seeking truth, I'm talking about the spirit of truth. Is that if you know something to be true, then speak it. If you know something to be a falsehood, then don't speak it, even if speaking that falsehood will get you what you want. It'll get you victory. We should seek truth, not victory. But to believe that there is only one truth and that truth alone is all there is regarding any particular topic or situation, that's very dangerous. That's closed-minded thinking. So we should be seeking truth with goodwill. Not with the intent to deceive, not with the intent to have an ulterior motive, but we should always be aware that even what we think is the truth, with all humility, may not be the truth. No one should be so darn sure of anything in this world. Even the scientific level, we don't even know what matter is, let alone what the truth is. But you have to go with what you believe to be correct. And be honest about it. Be honest to yourself. Don't lie to yourself. And then don't lie to others for the purpose of deceiving. Does that make sense?
Yes, makes a lot of sense. frankly. But I'm still sort of holding as well with my, idea, whatever you want to call it, that these are hard things to
deal
with.
See, here's my view of the Bergdahl thing.
Yeah.
We'll never know the truth as to whether he deserted or he didn't.
What was in his mind.
Didn't. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, that doesn't matter. What matters is that people are seizing upon this for political purposes.
Mm-hmm. Well, everything's become politicized. That's one of the things that thrill people that do news talk radio, also known as political talk radio in some circles, that it becomes everything becomes a political issue. It's you're right because you're a Republican, or you're wrong because you're a Democrat, or vice versa.
Exactly. And that, to me, is not a truth, because you see a lot of very, very hypocritical indignation. People, oh, I'm outraged. Why aren't you? Yeah, well, you're outraged, baloney. You're not outraged. You're just trying to create outrage because you want people not to like the president, or you want people to like the president, not like the Speaker of the House, or the Republicans, or the Democrats, or the left, or the right. This outrage that happens is not honest. It's for the purpose of political gain, and that's what I. So to me, there never will be a truth when you hear a he said, she said, or something that happened 5 years ago, or there. You just have to take it all in, and kind of decide for yourself, and understand you'll never really know. And just like we'll never really know what Sterling's motive is. So you speculate. But right. There are people that don't care what the truth is. They just want to take advantage of it. Hey, it's a good chance to make Obama look bad. Or, oh, look, there's a chance to make the people that want to make Obama look bad look bad.
Well, and if you hear somebody like Rush Limbaugh say, the truth of the matter is, that is, it's the truth that he sees based on his pejoratives, based on what he wants people to think he's...
So let me take it to Limbaugh.
Yeah.
If Limbaugh says the truth of the matter is, my friends, and he doesn't personally believe it, then he's a liar. But if Limbaugh says here's the truth and he's wrong, he's not a liar. He's seeking truth. He's just wrong. But he's not a liar. And this is where it takes a little bit more, back to what I said before, abstract reasoning. Understand its intent. It's the spirit that you come to the table with. So when somebody listens to Limbaugh and he says, this is the truth, a smart listener will know, well, this is what Limbaugh thinks is the truth. And based upon your knowledge of Limbaugh and your study of Limbaugh and his credibility or lack thereof with you, you determine whether you too think it's the truth. But if it comes out that he said it because he wants to please the conservatives, or he said it because he thinks it'll get him some attention in the media, or he said it because it'll work against his political opponents, and he knows it's not true, but he doesn't care, then he's a liar. So truth never is empirical. It's the spirit of the person saying it. Do they mean it or do they not? And that is where, I think you should be focusing.
Yeah. But the word fact, when you hear the truth of the matter versus the fact of the matter, facts are indisputable. One of the things that came to light in a conversation that I participated in on my Good Day program this week focused on temperatures and weather conditions, because we hear a great deal, especially with the people who hope that you'll not have a memory back further than the beginning of this administration. So this is the time we take care of the climate change, the global warming, all that other stuff that we know is going to finish off the planet. Well, I'm going to give you a reference to something that may make you chuckle. You may be amused at the fact that I am going to present to you. This is the truth. And it's not what some of the people who are in the climate change business on the one side or the other want you to know. The facts and the truth. Maybe they are the same thing. We'll get to that in a moment. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review for the first week of June.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also support my Eastleigh Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox, first pound, free.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Lumber Liquidators just bought millions of square feet of overstocked top quality flooring directly from the mills for their overstocked flooring sale going on now. I'm talking gorgeous pre-finished hardwood for an unheard of 89 cents a square foot. Their thickest and best Brazilian cherry laminate at 99 cents a square foot. Even all Morningstar bamboo is on sale. So go to lumberliquidators.com right now to find the store nearest you. They've got 20 months special financing available. But hurry, because the overstocked flooring sale ends Tuesday, May 27th.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body, and new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio business. Every week we go through the stories, the top 10, the idea of this countdown. God love Casey Kasem. I hope something comes out of this. You know, as an aside, the father of the countdown, not the idea, but certainly the father of the countdowns that were done music-wise. And I think we got some ideas you did when you first started doing this from, if there's a music countdown, why can't we do a talk radio countdown? When it gets down to the nuance of knowing about Casey Kasem's bed sores, I don't want to know about that. I don't want to know this guy that I revered for his entire career has been reduced to a column on the second page of the newspaper, which focuses on how his life has basically fallen apart. And it's so, to me, this is a criminal on the part of the so-called entertainment news media that we got to know how bad Casey Kasem's bed sores are as he lives on his deathbed.
Yeah, that is a sensational aspect of the media, and it is unfortunate. On another level, it's very humbling to realize that no matter how big you are, no matter how popular, famous, or rich, you are just a human being, subject to all the frailties and all of the weaknesses and vulnerabilities that human beings face.
Yeah.
And there's a lesson in that. Nobody's above it, you know. So there's a lot to be drawn from the Casey Kasem situation. I want to mention something else that has nothing to do with that, but it's tied in by what you said. You know, this show was originally invented, by yours truly, actually.
Yeah, it was.
And
yeah.
When I invented the show, I was doing it as a extension of the radio countdowns for music.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the idea of it being a talk radio countdown show. And it has to do with my own sensibilities that news and politics and public affairs can be pop culture. There's a pop cultural extension of them. But what you said before, Casey Kasem did not invent the music countdown. He made it a big popular
right.
national thing.
Yes, he did.
It was the great disc jockeys of the 50s
yep.
that used to do the top 40 countdowns. He used to do them almost every day
yep.
on the top 40
radio. I did a weekend show in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
It was a weekly top 30 countdown of the hot hits, or
yep.
however I referred to them. This was in the 70s. On Sunday morning from 9 to noontime on an FM music station, and it actually was the first place that I became fairly well known.
When I was a kid, I used to listen to the countdowns on the radio stations and root for records and keep track
yeah.
of them. And,
right.
Yeah.
It was
a cottage
industry in and of itself, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it all goes back to the old cash box and billboard
right.
Charts. You know, if you create a chart, you create a countdown, you know.
Right, you do. And who was the guy that was a sheet that we used to get what was the name of Gavin? Was it the Gavin Report?
Gavin,
remember that?
Bill Gavin was one of the original radio tip sheeters.
Yeah.
I come from that school of broadcaster. I was involved in the tip sheet business years ago when I was
yeah.
rock and roll radio.
Yeah.
And, big follower of the trades. In my career, I've had the opportunity to work with some of the biggest trades and work on some of the biggest charts in music. And I brought that to, many years ago, 25 years ago, when we started Talkers, to the talk radio world. And I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah, it is. It is a lot of fun, actually. We have fun doing this. All right, let's go back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, the focus on climate change. Because much of the time we've been together here, other than going through the stories and the people who are a part of the charts and the results of the survey and work that you've done, the research this week, there is continuing. This is the first time quite in a while, actually, a misplaced modifier. This is the first time in quite a while that we haven't seen in the top 10 some discussion of climate change and global warming and blah, blah, blah. So it is of value, perhaps, in our discussion of the truth and facts for you to know the following. On this weekend, over this weekend, in the year 1816, you can go to the Boston newspapers, and I believe that the Herald and or the Globe had started publishing at that time. But you can get this in any number of newspapers, the Springfield paper that exists at the time, papers in Vermont, Maine, wherever. On this weekend, 1816, 12, remember, this is the first weekend of June, folks, 12 inches of snow fell from a line that is at Springfield, Worcester, Boston, and north of there. 12 inches of snow fell in June 1816. Connected supposedly to some sort of problem with a volcano and sunspots and all that stuff, whatever they could figure out at that era. But for those who keep saying that we have this problem, and we do have a problem, but is it caused by man and his use of fossil fuels, or is it just a natural occurrence? I give you the fact that in 1816, there sure as heck wasn't much fossil fuel being burned on the planet. And yet, there was this anomaly. It was called the summer of no summer. It was cold, wet, all summer long, and so whatever the cause of it, whether it was volcano or sunspots or whatever. But, Michael, people keep saying, oh, look at this terrible stuff, but you can go back and find any number of references. So what's the truth? That's a fact. So what's the truth?
I remember that very well.
Yeah.
They closed school then.
Yeah. The buses didn't run.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm going to let your story stand as kind of a rhetorical anecdote.
Yeah.
Makes a point.
Mm-hmm.
you know, I personally think it was a liberal plot.
It probably was, yeah.
And
the Whigs and the Tories were at it.
Those damn Whigs. They ruined the country.
They have. Yep. The country's gone right down the chute since then. All right, so let's talk for a minute or so in the minute that we have, well, 30 seconds. We don't have a minute left. I was just going to highlight, you can get information by going to talkers.com. You'll be able to follow what's in Talkers Magazine, find out what the stories are all about. And you can also follow what's ahead in the next couple of weeks, who's going to get various awards at the Talkers Convention in New York City coming up in a couple of weeks from this weekend. So that's, if you're interested in the media, the talk radio media, you get all that information every week. Read Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Weekly Countdown Show.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Joins us most every week at this time. Professor at Boston College Law School. He's also the fellow who is responsible for Scamicide.com. And I will tell you, Steve, this week I was scammed bigger and better than I ever have been. And it's
a story.
Before we get to the information on the charts that I'd like you to comment on, two or three of the stories in the top ten, this came to me through an email. Somebody touting a vehicle for sale that I needed on, and the scary thing is how they even know that I was looking, but I needed a pickup truck. So I got this email. This guy says, I'm selling this on eBay, and here's, you know, how you get to the right place on eBay. So I clicked on the link and went, amazingly, it looked like eBay. It was eBay, but not eBay, and I didn't find that out for a week or so. So I follow it through. I say, yeah, I want to buy it. And then he says, okay, you got to do this and fill out the eBay. And I committed to buying it on what I thought was eBay. And then I got an email from somebody who said, please post the money to Western Union. Well, I'd done enough eBaying to know that the only way you pay for it is using PayPal. You don't use Western Union. But they were insistent that it had to go to Western Union. So I said to him, you know what? I want to see the truck. I'm going to send somebody to look at the truck. Never heard another word from him. As there was no truck, but it was so, I mean, it was eBay. You look at it, and you look at everything, you compare it to eBay, the real eBay, and it looks like eBay. And I got to figure, these guys, I don't know where they are, but they may not even be in this country. The guy represented himself as Terry Aiken from Tulsa, and, you know, this kind of stuff. Buy it now, everything was perfect eBay until it got to, well, there were two things I noticed. One was mistaken English in one of their directions, because they wouldn't have that on eBay, and also sending it to Western Union. So, to the bottom line here, what do you, when you hear these stories, I mean, I don't know whether I should have gone to eBay or whether I report them. I don't even know who to report them to. How do you deal with something like that that people must be hit with all the time?
Yeah, it's very, very common. And unfortunately, you know, as you may know, I used to teach in the state prisons before I started teaching at Bentley University. And I remember one of the criminals there, an old con man, saying back when he did it, it required skill. But now any kid with a computer can do the kinds of sophisticated cons. And that's the problem. It is incredibly easy to set up something that looks just like the eBay website. And I have a lot of these on Scamaside. Now, post some of them that I've seen. Here's the key thing that you do, and you are smart to pick up on the real issue of Western Union. First of all, you never click on a link in an email where someone has sent to you unless you've confirmed it's accurate, because you never know who is sending it to you. And yes, it'll look like it's the legitimate one, but they can be downloading malware or just using that to lure you into a scam like here. The other thing is, whenever they ask for the prepaid card, Western Union, that money's gone as soon as you send it.
Right.
So that's a key
Never.
Indicator.
Do it. Yeah.
As far as reporting it, you can report it to the FTC. It's probably someone from outside the country and can't going to stop them.
All right. To the top 10 stories this week, thanks to Talkers Magazine, our review of the big items. One of them has to do with the stabbing case, these two 12-year-old girls who got the apparent inspiration for doing this from something called Slender Man. Can violent entertainment cause violent behavior? And if that's the case, are the producers of Slender Man liable for anything in this case?
Not so. And this is something that has happened time and time again. There was a big case involving the Oliver Stone movie Natural Born Killers, where people were glorified for, and interestingly enough, what Stone was doing was trying to decry the fact that people glorify violent criminals. But some people copycatted the same type of murders that were done, and the families sued. And what the courts have generally said is that you cannot hold the makers of this kind of entertainment responsible for any kind of wacko. And when you really look at it, how many people with the Slender Man or with Natural Born Killers actually do something? You probably will find more people who will commit crimes after reading something in the Bible or the Koran, and we're not going to ban those books. So the bottom line is, even if they were somehow in a deranged manner inspired, the makers of that will not be held responsible.
Wow. What an amazing reality that is. All right. Couple of things, pointers as far as Steve is concerned, the essence of scams and being careful. This is a story that every week gets everybody's attention, so perhaps you pay better attention to it by going to his website, which is a public service, scamaside.com. Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with that important news and also the overview of the number 7 issue this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Case.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.